Okay, folks, welcome back to the final segment of the program. And next week, we're going to continue this discussion and probably for the week, the program following, because it is important. And we need to kind of get into the mindset that, you know, we have done some things in the past that are wrong. There's some pretty evil group of people at the top of this thing that look like me. They've been running things for a long time that are just incorrigibly evil. But those who have been used as the, well, as the soldiers, like the Mamluks of the Ottoman Empire, they have been used to push the agenda of the masters of the world who rule over us. We have to understand that what's happening in culture is a dissolution of what made America truly great. And the people that are aiding and abetting in that dissolution are those who can least afford to do it. Anyway, that said, we're going to talk about envy in the program that follows this. But to wrap this up for today, folks, we have a condition in which people are believing a lie because of white guilt. Mike, give me some examples here to wrap up the program of what we've been talking about, of really decent people in authority being slandered and even imprisoned because they touched the Holy Grail.
Yeah, so one recent episode that comes to mind is the episode of Officer Kimberly Potter. I think she's up in the Illinois, some rural area up in Illinois. But she's the female officer that was found guilty of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. Dante Wright himself, at the time of his arrest, or at the time of his death, should I say, was pending a trial for assault, I think, on his pregnant girlfriend. So we're not talking about a sweetheart of a guy here. And let's not forget, in this engagement with the officers, he was trying to resist arrest and was trying
Absolutely.
To evade them, was trying to run off. He precipitated his own death. Now, unfortunately,
he was the cause of what happened by his behavior.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You know, and so she made a mistake, undoubtedly.
Bad mistake.
You know, she grabbed for the wrong side of her hip, and it resulted in the death of Dante Wright, which is not good. You know, Dante Wright did not deserve
to
die.
We're not supporting that at all.
Absolutely did not deserve to die.
But he put himself in that position.
He put himself in that position. And, you know, ultimately she was convicted of a felony from it, which I find very unjust. And I think most reasonable-minded people would find that unjust as well.
It's like they ascribed a negative value, an intentional value to what she was doing. And having been in the heat of the moment of a kind of battle in the military, you understand that your processes of thinking are just a little bit skewed.
Exactly. Yeah, I would agree with that. So, you know, I think the common theme here is we've got to get back to a place in this country where true justice governs.
Yes.
And not racial justice.
Yes.
Right? Not social justice.
Micah 6:8.
It has to be objective justice.
Objective justice, yes.
Yep, that's it. So.
All right. So what we've discerned from this little discussion that we've had this morning is that white people have been put in a position of feeling guilty about what they do and what they've done. So they've been, well, slow to stand up and point out things that are just not just, that are just absolutely wrong, that are being placed back on those who are often the productive element of the culture. And those people from the black culture who would stand up and push back and who would profit from a stable culture are called sellouts, and their voices are silenced. And they're silenced because the shakedown artist wearing badges of religiosity, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, as a former well-known commentator used to say, will step forward and virtue signal and declare what the truth is like any good Marxist. And the rest of us, because of our white guilt, fall in line and believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, the people who have suffered this great injustice, and I don't support anyone dying at the hands of police unless they're a threat to others and they're taken out. I don't believe that those who die at the hands of police because of their own actions need to have that circumstance turned into a circus or a negative value assigned that politically aligned juries, as in the case of some recent decisions here on the January 6 folks, we assign a value and then people just say because of the shakedown artist and the white guilt, oh yeah, okay, I guess they're guilty. Well, let's move on to the next thing. No, we stand up here and say, if you cause a problem and you get what you deserve, it's part of the legal process that leads to lawsuits, doesn't it? Lawsuits are based upon who caused the action that led to the tort. Who took the first step? Who supplied the money in the deep pockets theory that would allow this to take place? And that person is generally held accountable and has to pay the lawsuit. We're topsy-turvy. We're turned upside down in our world right now. People doing bad things often, well, always get themselves in trouble eventually. And when the law is applied based on the authority that proceeds from Father God, when that authority creates negative events in the lives of the perpetrators, I don't think we need to be sympathetic. We need to call it as it is. That ends the show for this week. I hope you'll continue with us next week on the same topic. Thank you.